Let's take a look at the opening phrase. We have this. The first chord we have here is a D augmented chord, and we use this chord a lot throughout this song. We'll get it by barring our first finger across the bottom three strings, third fret. Put your second finger on the fourth string, fourth fret, and your third finger on the fifth string, fifth fret. When you have these down, give me 5, 4, 3, and 2 as a roll. And that's going to take a thumb and three fingers with our picking hand. Next, we'll keep this chord down and add our fourth finger to the second string, fifth fret. We'll hit it, and then we'll take this finger off and give me the second string with the chord. And then we'll add that pinky finger back on to the fifth fret, second string, and hit it again. So we have this. Next, we have a G major 7. And we'll get this by wrapping our thumb around the back of the neck to get the top string, third fret. And we'll put our first finger on the bottom string, second fret. When in position, we'll pinch 6 and 1 together. And then give me 3 open by itself, and then 2 open by itself. So we have this. And from the top, we have this. Now when we hit that second string open, we can release our thumb and first finger to get this next lick, which sounds like this. The first part of this lick is a little walk up back to our D augmented chord, which was the first chord we had. And we got that with our first finger barring the bottom three strings, third fret. Our second finger will get the fourth string, fourth fret, and our third finger will get the fifth string, fifth fret. But before we play this chord, we have one note that's going to lead us up to this. So take everything off and put your second finger on the fifth string, fourth fret. And then we're going to grab the fifth string, fifth fret with our third finger. And as we're getting this note, our other fingers are going to move down in place for that D augmented chord. And then when we have those down, we'll get 4 and then 3 and 2 together. So the lick sounds like this. Then we'll go to a G chord. And we'll get this particular G chord like we would normally get a G bar chord up on the third fret, except we're not going to bar that third fret with our first finger. We're just going to grab the top string, third fret, with our first finger. Put your third finger on the fifth string, fifth fret. Your fourth finger will get the fourth string, fifth fret. And your second finger will get the third string, fourth fret, which will leave our second and first strings open. We'll pinch 6, 4, 3, and 2 together. But just before this, we're going to have a muted fifth string, which will sound like this. And the best way to do this is before your fingers are actually pressing down that G chord, we'll have them just touching those strings over the frets, in which our third finger will be on the fifth string, fifth fret. And we'll hit it like that and get a really muted sound. And then we'll press our fingers down for that G chord and give me 6, 4, 3, and 2 together. So from that walk up, we have this.